Still feeling that little chill of fear, Tom turned again and looked into the thick fog. A thought went through his head. It was a really unpleasant thought. He suddenly had the idea that something was moving in there, moving unseen in the depths of the mist. He had the idea that whatever was moving in the fog, was coming toward him, shuffling slowly toward him so that any minute now it would break out of the swirling whiteness and he would see it. Tom gave a snort of a laugh. Imagination kicking into overdrive, that's all it was. Silliness, as his mother would call it. And in this case, she'd be right. He was creeping himself out with silly thoughts. His reporter's mind looking for a puzzle where there was none. The marine layer was thick this morning, that's all. The fog muffled the noise, bird noise, freeway noise, all the noise. And as for the rest, it was a quiet street. It was Saturday. People were sleeping in. There was nothing strange about any of it. "You're being kind of an idiot," Tom told himself. He started back up the path with the paper in his hand. So where was his mother, then? The question niggled at him. He could never let a question go until he had the answer. Still, he tried to shake it off. She was probably abducted by aliens, he told himself. That has to be the most reasonable explanation, right? Either that, or she took a walk. But nah, I'm going with aliens. That's gotta be it. Tom was smiling to himself, smiling at himself, as he stepped back into the house. Smiling, he shut the door behind him. Smiling, he tossed the newspaper onto the front hall table. Whap. Then, he stopped smiling. He heard something. He heard a voice. It wasn't his mother, it was a man talking. It was coming from inside the house. Tom was still a little spooked by the idea that had come to him outside, the idea that there had been something moving around in the fog. His heart beat a little quicker as he walked down the hall toward the sound of the voice. With every step he took, the voice grew louder, more distinct. He started to be able to make out some of the words the man was saying.
"Your mission. What you have to do. Remember."
Tom came to the end of the hall and stepped into the kitchen. That sharp eye of his and that sharp, questioning mind saw immediately that his mom hadn't been in here this morning. She hadn't been in here at all. The lights were out. There were no dishes in the sink.